Janet Hoff in the WRJN News Center. Frost advisory is in effect for tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Full forecast details are coming up. The unemployment rate in Racine remains the highest in the state, but fell to 4.9% in September, down 1.3% from August and 1.1% from the rate of a year ago. The Department of Workforce Development reports the jobless rates in all area municipalities fell when compared to a year ago, down 1.3% in Mount Pleasant, 0.6% in Caledonia, 1.1% in Kenosha, and 0.4% in Oak Creek. Racine County's jobless rate is 1% lower than a year ago and fell 0.8% in Kenosha. Racine's Public Safety and Licensing Committee, after a due process hearing last night, affirmed an earlier recommendation to reject renewal of the Class B liquor license for the Riverside Inn Hotel at 3700 Northwestern Avenue. Special Prosecutor Paul Alexey, in his opening statement, said the evidence shows multiple failures to comply with provisions of an agreement and avoid in the licensing going back to 2016-17. Defense lawyer Vince Bobbitt accused the committee of prejudging his client and cited Wisconsin case law from Cedarburg to argue a violation of his rights. State Department of Revenue Special Agent Brian Walther testified about owner-agent Sam Nami appearing to not reside in Wisconsin as required for the license. Nami testified about renting a room in Lake Geneva from his brother-in-law, but also having lived at the hotel because of his significant financial investment and the need to manage it.
Roughly about how much money do you have invested in that hotel?
$4 million.
That's your source of income?
Yes.
Isn't it true that during the course of running a hotel, cash is taken in by people that want to rent there?
That's correct.
So there's quite a bit of responsibility to make sure that the operation meets the overhead, correct?
Yes, 24/7.
And the overhead is significant, isn't it not?
Never ends.
The mortgage on the property?
Yes.
How much is the mortgage?
$1,037,000.
A significant monthly payment that you have to cover.
That is correct.
After several hours of testimony, the committee went into closed session, deliberated, and then returned to open session and announced a vote to recommend the Common Council at its November 7th meeting not renew the liquor license for Sam's Riverbank LLC. Council's support of the non-renewal recommendation is expected to result in a court challenge. The Racine Community Development Office went before the Finance and Personnel Committee for approval to apply for a total of $300,000 and a community-wide assessment grant from EPA. City Development Director Amy Connolly said it's money used extensively on potential redevelopment project sites.
We always try to make sure that the brownfield assessments are up to date, so the phase one, the phase two, the remedial action plans are up to date, so that when a developer comes and says they want to redevelop the property, we have the information that we know how much it's going to cost, what it's going to take, and all of that. For a private development, let's say they're coming in and they're going to do a redevelopment, we can assist them in paying for the redevelopment, some of the redevelopment costs, by helping pay for assessments.
The Common Council is expected to approve the finance panel's recommended support for seeking the grant, especially with no local match involved. Tonight at 6 o'clock at Racine City Hall, it's another committee of the whole regarding the 2018 budget. Both the capital improvement and general operating fund budgets have been presented, with tonight's agenda listing water and wastewater, as well as a long-term plan for the remaining 16 years of the Intergovernmental Revenue Sharing Fund. There was no discussion and total agreement by the Kenosha Unified School Board last night to formally approve the budget for the current school term, a spending plan that takes into account an almost $4 million drop in state aid with a 4% increase in the tax levy. The spending plan also includes $1.4 million in unallocated funds, which are expected to be divvied up by the Board of Education at a later date. Though Superintendent Sue Savaglio-Jarvis and administration have already developed a laundry list of recommendations. Gateway Technical College has named Matt Janison as the new vice president of the Business and Workforce Solutions Division. Janison will begin his new duties October 30th. He replaces Debbie Davidson, who is retiring. Janison has worked for Gateway since 2007 in a variety of positions within the college's automotive technology program, as well as transportation industry education. He most recently served as the NC3 instructor coordinator for Gateway. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.